Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his pal, Dave Damashek.
All right, welcome to the Extra Points podcast on this wonderful Friday morning. Cousin Sal coming to you with Meatballs No Spaghetti, Baby Face Joel Solomon, and my good pals, Dave Damashek and Martin Weiss. Yes, Thursday night football. We got a stinker out of the way, Sheck. 24-9, Panthers win. They cover the 8. Went way under. That was my pick, under 43.5. Got one more bad one. Then they start getting good on Thursday night.
That's what we told you, Sal. And you were right, and you stuck by your guns at halftime when a lot of the football America was starting to get interested in the Houston Texans. Once again, like we said before the game, the movie Major League does not equal real life. The Houston Texans are a real football team that is real bad, and we will continue to see that over the course of the season.
Well, I like to ride the wave, right? And I go opposite the way. I think you would, if you were surfing, you would die like 5 seconds in with this strategy. But people got very excited about the Texans, right? Davis Mills comes down right before half, puts up a 7. They're down, well, actually a 6. They missed the extra point. They're down 7-6. Everyone's panicking. Oh, McCaffrey's out. What's the second half line? What? Let me go to FanDuel.com/extra points. Oh, my God. I can get 3.5 points with the Texans, who are better. People convince themselves are better. No. Too many people fell in love with the Texans. And Martin Weiss, you were one of them from the start. Before you saw McCaffrey get hurt, you liked the +8.
I did. And honestly,
well,
I felt
apologize
like,
or something. You can't just.
Well, I'll just say, before yesterday, what? First-year quarterbacks making our first starting quarterbacks on Thursday Night Football were 4-0 against the spread, and 4-0 straight up and 3-1 against the spread. So I like that number. And then, two, I felt like the entire world was betting on Carolina. And also, like, I don't trust the Carolina Panthers. Like, I understand they're 3-0, and now they have all these injuries out of Thursday. But beating the Jets handily and then beating the Saints without their entire offensive coaching staff minus Sean Payton.
Okay.
I think that matters. I think that has an impact. I need to see more out of the Panthers, but now that McCaffrey's gone off.
3-0, friend. You know?
It's nice that he's calling you friend, but McCaffrey is out, JC Horn is out. I was looking. I was like, okay, is this going to be a 3-16? They have easiest schedule. They have the Falcons like twice in the next 5 or 6 weeks. They could be like a 6-3 type team. Let's bring on, you said everyone was rooting for the Panthers. Not this guy. Not our friend. I don't even know if I can call him. All night I'm arguing with him. He just won't accept the fact that Sam Darnold has turned the corner a little bit. Our friend Harry from Against All Odds. You can catch his picks on extrapoints.com every single day. He gives out free picks. By the way, our Extra Points Arcade. Go to extrapoints.com/arcade. Free to play games. We have 3 free to play games. The Prop Quiz, the NFL Pick'em, and our first College Pick'em, which features all games involving top 25 teams, 20 of those. Free prizes you'll cherish forever. Check it out, extrapoints.com/arcade. All right, let's bring Harry on right now. This is weird with Harry. You know, obviously, he's one of the co-hosts of Against All Odds. We're on 4 times a week, and he has had an inexplicable hatred for Sam Darnold for many, many years now. And I try to convince him. I said, listen, this could be a Jets thing. I think Sam Darnold's good. He's still young. He's 23. He's younger than most of the guys who were drafted this year. Give him some space. Give him some time. Give him the Carolina offense. Give him Christian McCaffrey. He had Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, was like the only player anyone cared about in last night's game. And then he was gone like 7 minutes in. And all right, now he's going to have to show his stuff. I think he did a good job. He went out there 23 for 34, 304, 2 rushing touchdowns. Martin Weiss paid 100-1 on FanDuel, 2 rushing touchdowns or more for Sam Darnold. Harry, welcome to Extra Points. What do you have to say for yourself here?
Look, you know what? He was efficient. He's done a nice job so far this season. Not going to say that, but more than anything else, come on, it's about the Carolina defensive line and their defense. They've been amazing through three games. They're still only giving up the second most points in the NFC at 30 points. They're giving up 10 points a game. Hassan Reddick, linebackers, have 4.5 sacks. They've been fantastic. Darnold's been okay. Darnold's been good. But again, look, no touchdown passes last 6 quarters. Just saying.
Wait a second. Harry doesn't know. I mean, he knows a ton about college football, but he doesn't know anything about
nice,
pro football.
Nice, Dave. Nice.
Or yeah, maybe you don't know anything about either. Did you watch Sam Darnold when he played at USC? What is your grievance with this guy?
I saw him play at USC. My grievance was at USC, regardless of whatever, there were plenty of fumbles and plenty of turnovers, even at USC. His last season at USC wasn't that good. The season before, I remember the last game he played great. The last game Sam Darnold had really played great was the Rose Bowl against Saquon Barkley when they won like 52-49. Other than that, hadn't seen anything out of him except being a turnover machine.
Okay. I'll give you that. He was a turnover machine. Maybe the Jets reached for him. I'm saying he turned the corner here. I think he has 888 yards in three games.
Mm-hmm.
He had drives of 88 yards, 91 and 75. And you know that's nonsense to say he didn't throw a touchdown pass. He ran one in at the end. So what's the mm-hmm. difference? What, you're not counting rushing touchdowns? This is ridiculous, Harry. Well, so just say it. He's turned the corner.
Maybe so, but again, it's been against bad teams so far, and they don't even play a playoff team again from last year till week 11 when they play the 7-win Washington football team. It's amazing the schedule. Don't play Tampa Bay till the end of the season twice. It's fallen into place for Carolina.
That's why you're bitter, is because now you realize that you're on the wrong side of history, but you're too stubborn to back off.
Very
so
spiteful.
Now you're angry Sam Darnold is going to be in a playoff game in January you're going to have egg on your face. And I don't mean egg left over from a breakfast sandwich and the remnants of that sticking to your cheek.
Yeah, he does have egg on his face.
I mean,
figuratively
lot,
right? And literally.
Yeah, he had it.
Well,
like,
let's see
July.
What happens moving forward and see how much McCaffrey misses time. See if he has a safety blanket, if he can find a different one. Because it's
well, wait,
be
I thought it was
difficult.
The defense. I thought it was the defense.
The defense is getting it done. But also, if you look at these passes that Sam Darnold's throwing,
oh,
too.
Oh, shut
no,
up.
No, no, hold on. What? My point is,
he had six 20-plus yard passes.
It's almost like, I know he did. But these cornerbacks are playing so far off these receivers. It's ridiculous. I haven't seen anything like this. It's unbelievable how far the cornerbacks are playing, laying off 8 yards every play.
By the way, you missed this, Shaq. You missed this a couple weeks ago. And Derek Jeter's inducted to the Hall of Fame. First ballot, no question, first ballot Hall of Famer. Harry said 700 of those hits shouldn't count. They were hits, but they should have been ruled errors by the official scorer. And another 700 were blue pits. It's somehow
swinging
not even
bunts,
being a
too.
Yankee fan, not watching these games, swinging bunts. He somehow watched all of Derek Jeter's hits and deemed them half of them at least.
So in other words, Harry is accusing another human being of being biased and that influencing his leanings. Is that right? Is that what I'm taking away from this now?
Well, okay. I think the official scorekeeper for the Yankees was biased when every single hit that Derek Jeter got warded that should have been 50-50 on a hit or
that, error. Oh, that's
everyone.
What, oh, okay.
Everyone
okay,
in the Yankee Stadium was a hit. Everyone. Yeah.
He's a historian. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at Martin Weiss here. Martin, I think, agrees with Harry about Sam Darnold.
Can't go that far. I'm not going to complain about Lovie Smith playing too high safeties. I understand why they're like trying to get Carolina, but the thing that I don't understand is how the two guys over here didn't mention the fact that he put the ball on the ground twice yesterday and mm-hmm. had a dropped interception. Like, I wasn't going to talk about cornerbacks playing off. I'll talk about when they were playing on. Plus, I did have 8.5 last night, so I was leaning Houston. Mm. I was rooting for the Texans, and I was furious every time they were on offense and not letting Mr. Long Neck himself throw the ball. But nothing that Sam Darnold did yesterday made me feel like the Carolina Panthers
what
are
a lame
playoff
argument.
Team.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so Martin, because I'm not calling for him to be the next pitch man for Subway or fitting him for a gold jacket. I just said he's playing pretty well. Which
no, you sat there across from me and said to me that he was going to be starting a playoff game in January.
Hold on.
He's
only,
going
to be fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's only across from you because the other day, Dave touched your knee by accident or not. We couldn't figure it out. So now there's new seating arrangements. So don't the point. He's
I do appreciate the social distancing, but the point remains. You told me he was going to start a playoff game in January, and I think that is an absurd thing to say.
So, okay. So you're on the record. Now, by the way, Your strange bedfellows and all that, not touching knees with me. You're in bed with Harry, and you're saying here and now that the Carolina Panthers are not going to make the playoffs?
I am.
It's not a strong conference, Martin. It really isn't. You sure? And there's a lot of
there's 17.
Yeah, they may even add a couple. They're changing.
All right, so but how's it going to work though? So the Panthers, they're not going to win the South. The Buccaneers are going to do that. We have a wild card from the West. I think like. I get that there's two more wild cards, but I just don't see. I don't understand. Oh, how well, the you Carolina don't see Panthers.
It. Well, it's not in the NFC East. It's probably not in the NFC North. If the Vikings get to 0-3 or something, you could probably get two from the West, and maybe Carolina sneaks.
That is the correct answer there, Sal. That's exactly the way it's going to go.
Well, if they make the playoffs, number one, it's because of the defensive line.
Right. And they just lost 50% of their 50% of the touches on offense.
Sure.
He has a hamstring injury, so
I don't know if this.
And DJ Moore was injured too.
Does that do? So I know he's putting it together with all these guys out.
JC Horn maybe out for a while too. So just listen, they played the cupcake. No one's had more of a cupcake schedule first 3 weeks of the season than Carolina. Nobody.
Looks like Harry. Maybe we should give him this.
He's right, Dad. Let's not get into his wheelhouse.
I'm in a bind here, Shaq, because they're at Dallas. They're at Big D next week, and I'm kind of rooting for Sam Darnold. Because of this asshole.
What a jerk.
Every week.
What a jerk.
You're the jerk. Martin, I don't want to root for Sam Darnold.
Harry, you probably know this better than me, but I figured this yesterday. It had to be the first time Sam Darnold's been favored by over a touchdown in his NFL career, no?
Good.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Right?
Look what he did.
He was on the Jets. What do you want him to be?
I'm just commenting on the fact check. That's it. That's all.
It's in a good spot.
Well, and now he's covered 7 on the road. There you go. Now you can't point at that any longer.
All right. At Cowboys, home for Eagles, home for Vikings, at Giants, at Falcons, home for Patriots. Who knows what they'll be?
No offense.
I don't know. We can go through all this, but they have,
And week 18 or whatever it is, week 17, last week of the season to play Tampa, which might not mean anything at that point. Come on.
Sure. Okay. <Jeez. laughs> Well, now they're supposed to schedule these games for you. But all right, Harry. Well, thanks for jumping on. I think that's a big L for you. I'm sorry. 24-9 and 304 passing and 2 touchdowns, and McCaffrey's out. And as you said, DJ Moore didn't play a bunch of
touchdowns. DJ Moore got hurt during the game. That somehow impugns Sam Darnold for going over 300 yards. Very strong. Well,
put your money where your mouth is, Harry and Ben Martin. Panthers to make the playoffs is plus 128. To not is, what is it, Babyface Solomon? It must be minus 156 or something. Something like that. All right. Do it.
Don't forget Martin's 2 fumbles that Darnold had last night, too. Don't forget about that.
Martin's fumbles?
Second time in a row I've bet on a primetime game, which a team I bet on fumbled twice with no, like, the quarterback just fumbled twice with no reason.
Martin.
So, bottom line is.
They couldn't recover one of those fumbles. Come on, change the game around. Terrible.
Oh, my goodness. But listen, let's not live in the rearview mirror. Let's look ahead. So you're saying now the Carolina Panthers will not go 6-8 the rest of the way. Let's say 7-7. The 10 wins is the basement for what a playoff team is in the NFC.
I mean,
they're not going to go 6-8 the rest of the way.
You know what? This defense has been amazing. So I can't say that, but I can say that I'm on with Martin that they will not make the playoffs.
I think the fall of the New Orleans Saints has been greatly exaggerated.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, the idea, like, how do you figure, like, the Panthers are not going to win the division, so they're going to beat the Saints for the wild card? The Falcons aren't going to be in the wild card competition.
Winston had a letdown, but he said he's going to be the team, and him is going to be resilient this week and come back and win this game. So let's not count the Saints.
I mean, Harry, come on. They beat him with missing 8 offensive coaches. Of course the Saints aren't going to be able to score.
Well, let's see. That's why week 3 is weird, right? Are the Saints Super Bowl bound when they beat the Packers? Or, oh, my God, they got crushed by the Panthers. What do we make of that? Same with the Packers. So they got killed by the Saints.
We should have led with that, Sal. Week 3 is the one that I have circled as the weirdest week.
After week 3, I think we're going to be experts again. Because, like, now we'll have 2 games. Now we'll have, like, a 2 out of 3 teams will be good or bad that we'll be able to.
This Carolina team's got 14 sacks through 3 weeks. Jesus.
All right. Let's say goodbye to Harry. Harry, thanks for coming on.
Guys, later. Enjoy. See you guys.
Why did he bring up Wentz again at the end?
Did he bring up Wentz?
I thought that's who he was talking about. Okay. All right. Let's move along.
So there you go. 24-9. I spent a lot of time talking about this. Wild card weekend, though, turned on its head, Shaq. That's big news. 2 Saturday. It used to be 3 Saturday. Well, it used to be. There used to be only like 2 teams in the playoffs, and there was no such thing as wild card weekend. But now 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, and 1 Monday. And I liked it at first. So last year was a 3 Saturday, 3 Sunday?
It was something like that. I hate the name Super Wild Card Weekend, which indicates that there's also a regular Wild Card Weekend still. I think the kids listening, including Martin and Meatballs, would be stunned if they had to endure what we used to when we were growing up, which was Wild Card Weekend used to be two bad teams, two wild card teams would play each other. And those were the only games. There were two wild card games, and it was two teams that you knew were going to get mowed down by the actual juggernauts. The fix is this. This is too much. This is it. I kind of like it in this sense, Sal. You know, I believe in merit, and I think that number one seeds deserve a decided advantage. And I think if you're catching a wild card team on short rest, that's kind of deserved. It's like, well, that's not fair to the wild card team. Well, then they should have won the division. Then they wouldn't be in this spot. But you can have
so if you're
a division winner.
The Monday winner plays
Sunday
or Saturday.
I can't imagine they jam up.
No,
a team
I know.
To
well,
that
you want
degree.
A decided advantage
okay,
or a really
make it
decided.
Saturday. What they should do,
no,
the
they
most
won't do
fun,
it.
Like I've told you before, and I'll say it again to you, the best thing they could do is let the number one seed choose who they get to play. That would be the funniest thing. And if you want something that'll really sing, like, football weekend's not over yet. We got a Monday night game. Instead, replace that Monday night, the head coach and the starting quarterback have to go to a podium.
I like it.
And they announce,
we
have selected the Carolina Panthers and Sam Darnold. Because I hear from Harry that he's not that good. So we want that team.
Well, the way it is now, so there's one bye and two plays seven, three plays six, four plays five. Those are all wild card weekend games. So are you saying the four? What, I wonder what they'll make the Monday game. Will it be?
It has to be the lowest seed. It has to be.
Well, the lowest seed is 2-7. You're not going to do that. That's a disadvantage for the 2 seed. So what do you do? You do 4-5.
I guess you
do 4-5.
Because you know what? Then it does penalize.
Right.
It doesn't penalize the best wild card, but it does penalize
the worst division
NFC
winner.
East, right?
Oh,
like last year, it would have been, you know, right. It would have been a punishment.
What, Martin, you like this or you don't?
I like the format last year. I like football during the weekend. And I want Monday. I understand Monday Night Football, the standalone during the season, but like games that, I don't say games that matter because they all do, but the playoffs, I like Saturday, Sunday, get me out of there. Let's go Monday and have all week to plan for next Saturday and Sunday. But at the end of the day, I don't dislike it so much I'm going to opt out. Like, I'll be there. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'll be locked in on
Monday
night.
Yeah, it's not like we're not going to watch.
Yeah.
I'll give it a minute. I think I like it. The one thing it screws with our shaky schedule, I think that takes away that early Saturday game.
Our banquet, our post-fantasy football banquet.
So now it's going to have to be a dinner. It's going to have to be a Saturday dinner at Shakey's if we really want to make it. The other thing, you guys don't care as much, but guess the lines with Simmons. I'm going to have to figure that. But there's no way to guess the lines if it's not done until Monday. But I'll give it a
go to bed early. I got to walk my dog.
All right, Rams Bucks this week. This flip-flop, this line, the Bucks were an underdog by 1.5, now favored by 1.5. 55, the over-under. Brady's first game in L.A. makes no sense to me, and yet it makes a lot of sense. By the way, 20 years ago, yesterday, Mo Lewis puts that hit on Bledsoe. Is that what it was? It seems like 20 years, and then it seems like 40 years sometimes to me. I can't believe it. But this would be a spot where a regular quarterback and a regular team would get caught looking ahead at the big game against the Patriots in Gillette next week. I don't think Brady has that in him. That's not why I'm taking the Rams. I'm taking them because I think Stafford's going to air it out. They're down a couple running backs, so this could be his like 50 pass outing or 55. Not going to test the running game against the Tampa Bay defense. The pass defense, though, Tampa Bay, underrated, 27th. Underrated how bad it is, 27th, 684 yards against Ryan and Prescott. This Rams defense, I love it. They average 3 sacks a game, multiple turnovers a game. I'm just going McVay over Arians here. McVay in September, 13-3, point differential of double digits, 32-22. I know we're talking about the Patriots. I think the Rams win. LA is excited. And for a few weeks, the Rams are deemed the top team in the NFC.
And they caught him in week 11, I think, last year. They took him down for what that matters. They couldn't handle Aaron Donald. No reason to think that they'll do a better job with that. This time around, I don't know about JPP. I think is he officially out? I'm not clear on that for how that might influence you. Listen, the big picture is this. I said it the other day. I said it on -3 to Kevin Hench, who was very upset about Alex Guerrero. I encourage you, Nate the Man, to track down his screed against against Guerrero.
He was defending Coach Belichick because Guerrero said that Belichick didn't evolve, right? With basically didn't evolve with the regimen, the training of players, or just for Brady?
I do, you know, by the way, as a side note, I love the passive-aggressive stuff from Brady, who is, I'm too classy to address this. No, best to Coach Belichick, great 20 years we put together. But clearly, he's cut loose people close to him. Alex Guerrero and Tom Brady's father ain't out there shooting their mouths off without Tom Brady saying it's okay to do it. Like, oh, did you not want me to do that, Tom? There's no way that they're speaking out of turn without 12 saying it's okay. But the big picture for me is this. It took me 22 years to realize it. Did you see the Avengers movies? You know, everybody makes fun of Hawkeye, and deservedly so, because it's like, what's he doing out there? He can't mix with Thanos and the magic makers on the other side. Same thing. Even my favorite of all time, Han Solo, the number one of all time. When he's on in the City of the Clouds, no. It's the same. It's me. I am Hawkeye in this equation. Brady is Thanos. Same thing. Remember in Cloud City when the doors open up and the big banquet table is there and Darth Vader stands up from it and Solo, he goes for his blaster and he at Vader. And Vader just casually, almost dismissively, condescendingly puts a hand up and Solo shots just fire. You can't touch me. I'm a Jedi. I'm Solo in this equation. I'm done trying to fight. I'm done fighting Vader. I can't beat Thanos. Brady is Thanos. What am I doing? Picking against him. I'm saying it now. I don't mean figuratively. I mean literally.
They're going to lose.
You will never
three
hear me bet
games.
Against. I know, but they're you're
gonna
never going to hear me bet
games.
Against him.
You'll
again.
Get nice never, value when you pick against them, and you're right. You're not betting against Brady.
How many times do I have to get burned by it? It's done.
One more. Just one
never
more.
Never again.
Sunday.
Hear me now. Believe me later. I can never pick against Thanos/Vader. /Brady
you with
again.
The cousin or are you going with Hawkeye here?
I'm with you, cuz, because I had that same thought after the Super Bowl with 10 minutes left on the clock, knowing that I had bet on the wrong team in the Kansas City Chiefs. So there's no way they can win because they can't block. But so that what that taught me was don't bet against Tom Brady. It's check the injury reports first. How many offensive linemen are here? How many defensive linemen are here? What's happening with everybody else around everybody? That's what I learned from that accident. Because I feel you, though. I was there for a long time. And if it hadn't been the Super Bowl, let that have been week 10, I might still be there. But I had a long offseason. And I really like this Rams team. I think the Rams are the class of the NFC right now. And I can't help but remember in week 2 that there was 3-point difference between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons until Matt Ryan threw 2 pick sixes.
So this might be a spiteful bet. We talked about it with Harry a few minutes. He's going to spiteful bet the entire season. He's going to spitefully bet against the Panthers. Now, this is what Martin's doing. Martin not only did have 12 and a half with Atlanta, he teased it up to 18 and a half, was looking freaking great. I mean, that was, I don't know, it's probably
it
50-1 odds that they covered 19 and a half when they're up 3.
With 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter, up 3.
So now Martin's mad at the Bucs, and he's going against them again. I just think this is a Rams game. I don't know. I know you want to, if you are going to bet against Brady, you probably want 6 or 7 points somewhere in there. So this is risky. Getting 1.5, I think Rams. I'm going McVay. Honestly, McVay over Arians.
I hear you. They're obviously, I just said the word obviously, and we should remove adverbs as much as we possibly can from our. I'd like you to, because it is not obvious that the Buccaneers are not going to go undefeated. This is what do you think Tom Brady? I mean, he has stated that this is his interest, that, you know, that's the one that got away. And here's one little thing about Tom Brady. You mentioned the Super Bowl last year that he has not gotten enough credit for among the many great choices he makes out on the gridiron. He chose to go to Tampa Bay. He deserves credit for putting himself in the best possible spot. Oh, that defense is good. Brady doesn't deserve credit. He's the one who chose to go there. He knew what they had. He knew what pieces he could attract once he got there, and he did it. He's in a great spot. They have a chance to run the table. I'm not betting against him again. Keep doing it. You'll lose money. You're not like betting against Sam Darnold. Harry's not going to be able to afford his cupcakes going forward. You're not going to be able to afford much either, Martin. You bet against Brady very often.
Tampa Bay, by the way, FanDuel.com/extra points. You can get them 38-1 odds to go undefeated. 17-0. Doesn't include the playoffs. 17
I don't know if you do that, they're going to lose Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. You'll lose your bet right away. That's not fun.
Well, at least it's quick, you know, quick and painless.
Right. Green Bay, San Francisco. Let's cover that one.
They do have to play Carolina twice. It's worth noting.
Hey, this is an underrated game. Shouldn't this be talked about more than it's been? This is the Sunday night game. Green Bay, San Francisco. Why is everyone? I feel like all these other games are discussed more than, I feel like the Dolphins, Raiders is discussed way more than Green Bay, San Francisco. San Fran, 3-point favorite. 50.5 is the over under. By the way, I get notes from people from San Francisco say, don't say San Fran. You don't live here. You don't deserve to say that. Do you ever get that?
I have gotten that many times. I don't understand who these people are who do this. It's the same group of people who are like, oh, you're in a frat? And they're like, hey, it's not a frat. You don't call your country, you know, like people do that one. And it's like, well, yeah, but it's not the same thing. Why can I not call your frat a frat? Like, oh, that's a... Says who? I'm going to do it. And now out of spite, San Fran. Or, you know what makes him even angrier? Frisco.
Oh, yeah. I want to get a list of these terms that are not racial in any way, but that people get mad if you say it a certain way because you're not, like San Fran's another one. What's the other one I was just thinking of? Are there a few others? Shit.
Well, people from outside Pittsburgh often will say Da Berg. Hey, the bird.
You can't say that.
I've never heard people call it. Nobody from Pittsburgh calls it the bird.
Mm-hmm. Martin, do you have any that you get yelled at for?
I've never heard Pittsburgh referred to as the bird, but I didn't know San Fran was out of play. I thought that was in fair game.
San Fran's bad. I can't think of the one that's on the tip of my tongue that just people really get furious at me for, but it'll come to
Sacktown.
Me. Sacktown's a good one. Yeah, wasn't it? That's Nicki Minaj's cousin. That's something else. That's where he lives.
Outside, don't call Houston who to people.
They get
Stone.
Yeah, don't do that.
Chi-town. I guess that one's acceptable.
I know this. You shouldn't say Chi-rack to people. People will get upset about that.
Chi-rack?
Yeah.
What's that for?
Well, it's related to the violence in the city.
Oh, I
but
see.
But people use it as a pejorative way.
That's making more of a statement, I think. Just like saying just... San Fran just seems so neutral.
Frisco, I mean, as the Giants and Dodgers come down to the wire, it's great stuff on the West Coast. It's a rivalry, but you don't feel it in L.A. because it's the most one-sided rivalry that there is. The cities of San Francisco versus Los Angeles. You get into a cab in San Francisco. Where are you in from? L.A. Like, oh, sorry. Congratulations on getting a few days away from that hellhole and getting to be up here. Like, L.A. people are like, wait, what's go? San Francisco, nice city, nice architecture, everything. Like, what? Good food. Like, what? Wait, why do they hate us now up there? It's very weird.
Visited a frat brother of mine in Oakland, and I had that same, as soon as I landed. First of all, it's gray here. It's cold here. I'd rather go back to L.A. You guys talking all this mess about me.
This is a dumb one, and it's not sports related. Well, kind of. I called the WWE belt a belt. They're like, no. It's a title, or you could say strap. You can't say belt. I'm like, well, it is a belt. I mean, it's not really holding anyone's pants up. I get in arguments with wrestlers over this. CM Punk, go online, YouTube, screamed at my 5-year-old at the time son, Archie, there for calling it a belt. It's like a 2-minute exchange, but it's real. They really get mad if you call it a belt. It's not a belt. It's a title or a strap. All
Listen,
right. Anyway.
I'll word police you. You don't word police me. Frisco.
There you go. Frisco. Giving 3, 50.5, the over-under. Sunday night game. They've not played at home in a while, right? They were moved all around last year. They were the Arizona 49ers for a minute. They look like the most complete team, despite the fact that they can't get any of their running backs to stay healthy. They've lost 5 or 6 in 2 years. Like, at some point, you have to look at the team doctor or the strength and conditioning coach, or perhaps it's the equipment manager putting itchy powder. I don't know what the hell's going on. They can't stay healthy, these running backs. And we'll say their rush defense is not great. And Aaron Jones is at the top of his game, keeps it going. Running defense is allowed 133.5 per game, 27th in the league. And under Kyle Shanahan, as an underdog, sure, 23-16, but as a favorite, 10-19-1. I know they've had their way with the Packers over the last couple of years in the playoffs and the regular season, but I'm taking Green Bay here. I would prefer to buy the half point to get it to 3.5. On Sunday night, but this is an Aaron Rodgers win as I see it.
Hey, Meatballs, give me a real referee whistle in there, would you please? I need a good one, though. I'm throwing the red challenge flag at you on this one again. It's weird to me But, you know, actually, it's something that I have long anticipated, but now it's here. Apparently, home field doesn't matter anymore in pro football. It's an interesting trend. One I've always asked about. You know, it makes sense. Like Norman Dale does the thing in, you know, when they go to the big gym at the end of Hoosiers, and it's like, oh, 15 feet, oh, 10 feet, same measurements in here. Okay, that's also true at football stadiums. How can it possibly matter to people making millions of dollars who are the best of their sport? Well, but I'm not at home. I'm more comfortable when I'm at home than when I'm on the road. Finally, this is starting to go in the way I wanted. All that said, give me the Niners. I think, and this is a dangerous game to play as an NFL head coach, I think that maybe, that well, that's true, but I mean a strategic one, Sal. A strategic misplay for some coaches to hold anything back for a big game. I think Kyle Shanahan has slow-rolled Trey Lance a little bit, and now we're going to see week three. I think this is the week. I think that Trey Lance is a little bit more of a factor here. There's no home field. If there's any place that has no home field advantage, it's that joint that's an hour outside of San Francisco proper.
Maybe, though. I don't know. They've had a year to think about things. Maybe they show up.
I bet you that's one of those joints that'll be a third Packers right. fans. They're a national well, team, the Packers.
That'll work for my plus 3.5 or three.
The bigger reason is, and I hear you on Aaron Jones, and I hear you on the Niners rush defense, I just feel like the takeaway from Rodgers and everyone else on the Packers, who cares what the media thinks about it, but there's a little bit too much, like, see, Packers are right again. You had a good 30 minutes against the Detroit Lions? Who gives a crap? That doesn't mean that you're back in good form.
Martin, do you give a crap? That's your team, the Lions. You love them dearly.
The Lions are not my team.
Yes, they are.
Absolutely not. But yeah. I'm with you, Sheck. You and I are parking our cars in the 49er
all right.
garage.
All right.
I mean, if you just look at the way in this distant history, the 49ers or Shanahan specifically has owned Matt LaFleur. And I think that you go back to the offseason, there was like the Aaron Rodgers talk and all of this. I think Kyle Shanahan is big brother to Matt LaFleur's little brother.
That is how we envision in our heads for all these men in the coaching tree matchups, right? The guy where he came from just gets beat up by the mentor, right?
I mean, seriously.
But it actually works.
And then I think as long as I know the 49ers have, you know, nobody at all that we've heard of playing running back anymore, but as long as they have Juszczyk clearing those holes, I don't think and we saw the Packers, all first half against the Lions were driving down the field. Then Jared Goff fumbles the ball. He has really small hands. They fumble the snap. And then in the last drive, what did they do? Drove right back down the field. Like, I don't think that this Packers team, I'm with you, Shaq. The Packers are, as Aaron Rodgers going on and saying, oh, it's nice to get monkey off of our back. It's like, I think the monkey probably still squarely there, pal.
I mean, listen, it's not a coincidence that Kyle Shanahan is Mike Shanahan's child. Gary Kubiak and Mike Shanahan now on to Kyle Shanahan. Remember, a generation ago, Terrell Davis is dominating. Now his knee is injured, and now what are they going to do? Clinton Portis is a high-end back. Then Elandis Gary, and so on and so, Mike Anderson, and whoever else you might summon. It is not dependent on the talent carrying the ball. It is the scheme Kyle Shanahan has, and it does matter much more than head-to-head quarterback rivalries and all of that. If the head coach has it over on another head coach, that tends to continue. So, yes, give me the Niners.
All right, we'll see. I'll tell you what continues, the growth of Aaron Rodgers' hair. And he came out recently and said that he's doing it for a Halloween costume.
Yeah, I heard that.
Can you believe this? So who is he planning to go as? We're going to jump on the Riverboat Casino and put odds on this. Is it Daphne Bridgerton, 3-1 odds? The woman from Cruella, 5-1 odds? The Big Lebowski, 9-1 odds? Joe Exotic, 45-1 odds? That's more 2020-ish. But or the Field, -160. Do you have any thoughts on this, Martin?
I like Joe Exotic because him and Shailene, I feel like this is going to have to be because Halloween is increasingly with Instagram and so on. It's become a couple's thing. I think that they're going to do Joe Exotic, Carol Baskin. Boom.
I agree with that, but just to throw one out for the Field, this is something now, of course, you can't say something that happened within this calendar year because he made this decision a year ago. So, of course, you have to, right? He said, I started to do this a year ago. So that would be right in the window that you describe of like, boy, we're all swept up. We're all shut in. We're all watching Joe Exotic and all this nonsense. And so that timeline works out. I also think Shailene, coming from show business and all that, may have shown Aaron Rodgers the cult classic, The Atrocity Called The Room. That guy looks like the scraggly looking creep. Maybe he's going hipster and going with The Room. You know that?
Yeah, I do. You think that's it? She talked to him about that? Yeah.
Well, maybe he watched it and he thought it was funny and cool. The other thing is, too, I have to say it because I always use Cam Newton, and I'm not race baiting or anything else with this. But imagine it's the style thing, the lavish personality. If Cam Newton, again, did this crap, imagine what would be awaiting him from the media.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Rodgers, kind of cute. Spends the whole summer with Jeopardy and all that jive and in Hawaii, growing his hair. Oh, yeah, it's because I have a funny Halloween costume. People are like, hey, Cam, come on, man. It's football, dude. It's about winning games.
You only got one Super Bowl win.
Cam was bouncing balls into the turf before his receivers, like 5 yards before.
So I'm not a big fan of Stephen A's newly floated, hey, the Steelers should go sign Cam Newton. They already have four quarterbacks, Stephen A. They're not going to go out and get Cam Newton to fix things. They can't fix.
I don't know who mentioned Cam Newton in this discussion.
I brought him up because he's always in the crosshairs as the guy. Like, oh, how dare he have a silly hat on?
I am going to pick. I'm going Field also. Here's where I get my pop culture. You're right, though. This was over a year in the making. But I went to TMZ and I looked at who's in trouble, who's hot, who's not. Mama June. I think he's going as Mama June. I think he's getting it long. Mm-hmm. He's going to dye it. Blonde and his, Honey Boo Boo's mother there, and her boyfriend is in and out of jail. He's having trouble making payments. That's Shailene. Shailene's the boyfriend. Aaron Rodgers is Mama June. Book it. That's the Halloween 2021.
Wait a second. I just remembered.
Go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers, another thing he did off the gridiron was he was in Game of Thrones. So maybe he's going to do a Jon Snow thing. I'm not going to say it too loudly to give it away, but maybe it'll be a Jon Snow type of thing.
All right. So
with the one who shot him with an arrow. Oh, Jon Snow, the woman he's married to in real life. Or is it Kylo Ren? And she's going to be, what's her name, from the terrible Star Wars remakes. Just giving you some thoughts.
I completely forgot that Aaron Rodgers was in Game of Thrones.
All right. So there you go. All right. So we're all going Field minus 160. No, no, no.
Martin's no, I'm
going
taking Joe Exotic because I think it's right around
45
March 2020.
Odds.
We're locked in here. Nobody's getting a haircut anyway. And so this is just keeping
What are you
pushing.
Going as, Sal?
I'm not doing it yet, I don't think. I haven't discussed it at all. I can't believe it's what, 5 weeks away?
You're not going to do Halloween?
I'm not doing it. No.
Well, you and the missus.
I don't know. We have to figure out if we're doing a party now. We don't want to be judged.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. Have you done it? Why?
I might go as Cole Beasley.
Really? Yeah. If you do that, maybe we'll have a party.
I don't like that. It's not my holiday. And by the way, my wife loves Halloween. We're the craziest Halloween house around, which is crazy and ironic for me to be in that. I hate it because you don't win. If you're a vain person and you feel like eyes are on you, even though they're not really, I feel like when I go to a Halloween party, you can't win. Either you didn't do enough and people give you the stink eye, like, oh, look who's too cool. Or if you do, then you feel like a jackass walking around like half a horse for the rest of the night. Either way, I got yelled at your party once for dressing like one of our coworkers.
Morgan Murphy, right?
Sarah Silverman yelled at me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she was mad at me. She's like, that's not right to do. I'm like, why? Why can't I dress like Morgan Murphy? I thought it was funny.
Wait, I think she dressed like someone, a coworker.
Exactly.
She?
And she said it's different, though, because it was a woman. And
I don't remember. Oh, I see. Oh, well, that was a thing even back then, huh? All right, guys, let's talk about the biggest game of the week, and it's Monday night. You know what? I can't even think about this yet. I'm excited. I get a free weekend, Shaq. When your team's playing Monday, it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about nonsense like that.
It is liberating. You can just sit back and enjoy the day of football without any, well, although if you have a lot of loot on a game or three.
Can I say Philly? Are people going to get mad if I say Philly at Dallas? It's Philadelphia and Dallas. FanDuel Sportsbook about to make it even bigger. FanDuel will give a new customer 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you could end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Just take either side. We'll take the Cowboys, right? I mean, if you want to win, wait, five, you get 30-1. That's size of $150. Yeah, bet the Cowboys, and then you win. Then you'll actually get the money. That's nice. Same game parlays. It's easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. This is why FanDuel is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Plus, when you win, You'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel's America's number one sports book. Just sign up with promo code Extra Points this week before Dallas takes on Philadelphia. You win $150. Extra Points is the promo code. And if you're in Michigan, make sure you check out this week's Can't Miss Spread the Love offer on the Michigan-Rutgers game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Yes, if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. The Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT STEP to 53342 in Arizona exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, FanDuel.com/extra points.
Philly and Dally. I'm surprised Dally's only given three in that one at home.
I am too.
The bet there is, right, I'd be nervous too, but I think the total is the play there. 51.5 is not nearly enough.
Both teams
have good offensive lines. Unless you fear Micah Parsons blowing that thing up, I think both teams will be able to move on each other. So
Dallas played in an over, I'm thinking, against Tampa Bay, and then somehow that Chargers Cowboys game, even though there was one punt, and it went under. Unbelievable. Let's talk about the high scoring teams though, Sheck and Martin. Now, this is a fun thing on FanDuel.com/extra points. You can pick the highest scoring team on Sunday. So it wouldn't involve Philly and Dallas, but it involves all the other teams playing on Sunday. I'm going to do something weird here, and I'll let you know how it turns out. I'm taking two teams and they're playing each other. The Chiefs at 9-1. And the Chargers at 30-1. Now, last week it was Tampa Bay, Martin. I don't know what kind of odds you got on, like eight or 10 to one, but it helped that they scored 20 in the fourth quarter against that miserable Falcons team.
I mean, that literally cost me everything because Cleveland, the team I picked for the highest score, was second highest.
Oh, they were second? Yeah, that's not good. Well, I'm taking the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm looking at the over-unders, and it's a top two or three over-under, 55.5, what is it? Somewhere around there. I know Seattle, Minnesota's right there, Tampa Rams, which I think the Rams will play some defense, but I'm going to root for a lot of points. I'm going to root for, again, no defense out of KC like we saw against Baltimore. I know they'll eventually fix it, but I think there's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be 41-38, and I don't care who wins because I'm getting 9-1 or well, I'd rather the Chargers win at 30-1, but that's my strategy, Sheck.
I'm not sure where your confidence comes from that the Chiefs are going to fix it. You just said you know
them. I think they, because they typically do, right? Don't they? Isn't this how it is? The first month is like, oh my God, that run defense.
They can get trucked on the ground, yeah, and then they do solidify things. I am not as sure, as I keep saying, that money you rob Peter to pay Patrick, it's got to come from somewhere. That defense is not good. And just because Patrick Mahomes is on the team doesn't make them a lock to get to the Super Bowl. Here's one for you. People like that Washington defense. It's not been very good so far. People are catching on with that. I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills, who are officially frustrated. Even after 35-0 down in Miami, there still is a whiff of dissatisfaction, or we're not doing well, or Josh Allen hasn't played well yet. I think he fixes that. How do you beat a good pass rush? You run the ball. Josh Allen is great at doing that. I also think that Tyler Heinicke is susceptible to maybe turning the ball over a little bit against the Bills defense, against the big pass rush that the Bills are bringing right now. It all adds up to the Bills plus 1,500. Long shot to have the most points.
15-1. You're America's team, Bills, but you don't like them necessarily.
They're not America's team anymore.
They're done.
They're done as America's team.
They're like, we shut out the Dolphins. What more do we have to do, Sheck? But 15-1 for the Bills. All right. Good number there. Martin?
I am going to go with the game of the week, the Los Angeles Rams. I understand the Tampa Bay defense is all this and that and the third, but I think the Rams are going to come out and try to really establish something and score a lot of points this weekend.
Wait a minute. Didn't you take... Oh, you went Rams with me. Okay, gotcha. It was the Packers the other way. All right, Rams.
I would say my second pick was...
You get 12-1 on the Rams.
Somewhere between Kansas City and the Chargers. I was going back and forth, whiffling between that. I didn't want to do... I didn't know you could pick...
I didn't know you could Monday, have two. I will be happy to back it and say I'm wrong about it. By Monday, the hand-wringing, if it's not out of the banks of the Three Rivers, if the Steelers lose at home to the Bengals, but people have already made their determination on what the Steelers are. The takeaway will be like, oh no, what about the Chiefs? They're 1-2. They're 1-2. What are we going to do about this?
I like your chances of the Chargers sneaking up on them much more had they not lost last week.
I know
what you're saying. Their defense is their defense. That's tough to fix in 6 days, but I'll take a shootout in that game. I'm going to try this 3 week straight. Just take one of the higher scoring, the higher expected over-unders and take both teams from them and see how that works. It probably won't, but those are our picks. Sheck going Bills 15-1. I'm going Chiefs and Chargers 9-1 and 30-1. And Martin 12-1, the Los Angeles Rams. All right, Sheck, you brought up the Steelers. Boy, I've gone all over the place with this. I actually don't like the offensive line of Cincinnati. We talked about their PFF rankings, even their top the free agents they signed are just terrible back there. Zach Taylor underplays the sack problem. Like if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, hey, shut up, Zach Taylor. I don't want to hear from you anymore. Like I'm sore by Thursday every week. I don't know what's going on. Why are you not? Why are we belittling the fact that these guys can't block for me? I think you're going to get the same thing with the Steelers. I know you have guys out on defense, but the fact that they beat the crap out of them every year, and this is only a 3-point spread, I'm out.
Listen, next man up is a great catchphrase from Coach Tomlin and everything else. But in the real world, when you don't have TJ Watt, which at the time of this recording, it's not clear. He's going to be limited at least. He's got a bum groin like half the Steelers do right now. And Alex Highsmith, who was presumably going to be on the other side, it appears he's going to be out. So now you're down to Cam Hayward and Melvin Ingram, I should say.
Dupree's out too, right? Or
well, he's in Tennessee.
Yeah, he's so out.
I don't know if he's going to play. Yeah, he's way out. Yeah, he doesn't even live in the same state anymore. But right. Yes, Melvin Ingram has been a nice replacement for him, probably even better. But anyhow, I'm with you that it's this one's going under, and boy, oh boy, I mean the Steelers. I'm not big on the panic, and you know they better win this one and everything else. But let me say this. They go to Lambeau, then Denver comes to town, then Seattle comes to town. The premise was for the first third or so of the season, my guess is, let's ride this good defense. This defense, let's get there. If we can get there, that by that point, then we get to the bye, we'll be able to further coach up the offensive line, and it won't be so green anymore. But now the defense has so many injuries, you can't ride the defense. This is a big spot. I know it's only week three. Steelers go to 1-2. Then they'll probably be in the basement by themselves with the Browns looking like they should win. The Ravens should win. Although we don't know what's going on with Lamar Jackson right now. But anyhow, yes, this is a big spot against the woeful Bungles.
I like the Steelers at plus 340 to win the division after week one, if I could change it. And now it's, are they 5-1 now to win the division? It's getting worse and worse for them.
I love it. Good for you. Look at the conference. So you're backing off of it.
I don't know. Now it's a mess. We said that's the only division where the Browns were barely favored going in. I know it flip-flopped with the Ravens, and now the Ravens, based on their win over the Chiefs, which could have gone either way with one play, they're 1-1, and they're plus 120 to take the North. All right. Did we do all we didn't do our pup of the week.
No, we didn't do the pup of the week, and we're hot with it.
Let's do this. All right. Well, you and I are hot with it. Martin, not so hot. He took a team that didn't score last week.
Yeah, that was not my best.
So this is what we do. We take an underdog of one plus 150 or more. You're right, Martin. There were plus 130s in there, plus 140s you might want to jump on. We discussed this before the podcast. I'm going to give you first crack at it. Do it.
I'm going back to the well. I'm going back to the Miami Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are going to beat the Raiders. And I know it's ridiculous, but I think they got better at quarterback.
It's not ridiculous.
Feels absolutely ridiculous after I watched the final score, but there's a lot of funny stuff that happened in that 35-0 game that made it so, especially losing your starting quarterback. Like Sheck said earlier, Josh Allen has not been the 2020 Josh Allen that we had seen in the prior 16-game season. Now this season, he has not been connecting on those deep balls in the same way. And I'm going with that, the team just got embarrassed last week. And everybody loves the Raiders. I just don't see, like, the line didn't move after Tua got, like, went
right.
from
it's
Tua
only three
getting
and
hurt
a half
to Brissett. It didn't go anywhere at all.
And you're getting plus 162 on the upset pick here. All right, interesting. Jacoby Brissett. My quarterbacks, Sheck, I'll let you go, but the quarterbacks, potential quarterbacks in my upset pick or not better than Jacoby Brissett. That's for sure. Who do you like?
Well, I already made it clear that I'm going to go with the Chargers here. They will go into Arrowhead. You know, I hear the points you make, Andy Reid. You know, how many two-game losing streaks has he had since getting to KC? You got Patrick Mahomes, after all, at home, probably a little emotionally raw after letting that one go in Baltimore. It doesn't matter, though. One side has a great defense. The other one has a bad defense. And they have, if not equivalent offenses, the Chargers. The big question is the transition from last year's OC to this one with the Chargers. And that was it's a little bit of a red flag that Herbert and company didn't get off against the Cowboys in the manner that I think we all expected them to. But I say they overcome that. They get the win. They should be able to run Eckler and company. But I do, to get real crazy on you, I could see the Jags beating the Cardinals. This is what I'm talking about with week three, weirdo stuff. Like, we know the Cardinals are an offensive machine. We know Herb's gang is a punchline already. Let's see what happens in week three. I'm not going to be stunned if the Jags win that game straight up.
Here's what's interesting about the way we set it up, where you have to be a plus 150 or better. Here are your quarterbacks if you're taking. Now, you have Trevor Lawrence, who has not established himself as a decent pro just yet against the Cardinals. You have Jared Goff. We can make jokes about that. You have Taylor Heineke. You have Herbert, who's heads and shoulders above, better than any of these guys I'm about to name. Justin Fields, first time on the road. I kind of like the Bears to cover, but I would not take them to win that game. What else? Martin.
He's a curveball. You don't really know what he's going to be if you're the Browns.
Yep.
I'll say this, though. If you look at Matt Nagy as a four-point underdog or more, the numbers are abysmal. He's like 2-12 covering the spread.
That's not the spot for him. Jacoby Brissett is going to be Martin's pick. You could have Zach Wilson over Denver. That's no good. And that's it. Or you could take the guys I'm going with, because it doesn't look like Carson Wentz is playing. And by the way, I've never heard of this. He has two broken ankles, other than in a gangster scene somehow. How do you break two ankles? They were plus 205, the Colts, against this Titans team.
Kathy Bates gave them the misery treatment.
Yeah, right. Put the block in the middle. Colts are plus 190 now. They're playing this zigzag team, this Tennessee team. Everybody loves them, right? They get smoked by the Cardinals, and then they beat Seattle in Seattle. The Colts lost to the Seahawks. This fits Harry's tri-bicuspid theory. Colts lost to the Seahawks. Titans beat the Seahawks. So Colts are going to beat the Titans. Makes no sense, but I think it happens. They're 4-2 against the Titans the last few years. They won their last three in Tennessee, and they're 5-1 against the spread. I'm taking them to win, but they're 5-1 against the spread in their last six road games. Wentz, two busted ankles. Jacob Eason or Brett Hundley. I don't know which one steps up and does it, but I'm picking the upset here. Colts defense gives up a lot. I think the Colts defense actually kept them in the game against the Rams. I was impressed with what I saw, though. Tennessee's defense allows it to happen. Another upset. That's 4 in 3 years.
They should, at minimum, even though they will, certainly the Titans load up to stop Jonathan Taylor. Clear advantage on, you would think, for the Colts to be able to beat them up on the ground. I'm kind of with you. That's it. There's going to be a wild, at least, I might even do like a parlay. I'm sorry, a teaser. You're one of your beloved
teasers. I dare you. Go ahead. Do it.
Dude's three underdogs. I think like the Jets. I think the Lions, the Cardinals,
really?
The Chargers. These teams are all interesting plays this week.
Are good this year. Dogs are good. What is it? 21-11 or something through 32? Well, they didn't cover last night, so I guess.
I don't want to dictate to you what to do, but I do think if you throw a three-way, and like I mentioned, on FanDuel, you can play with those numbers, which is just, you can lose hours doing it, just sitting there trying to figure out what numbers you like. But you can get a nice three-way teaser, take it up to 10. You'll feel pretty good about yourself. How many teams are going to get just hammered this weekend? Is Zach Wilson really going to stink it up to the degree he did last week?
We'll see. It's tough with these guys on the road, some of them. If you're taking three young quarterbacks on the road, if that's your plan, it's probably going to lose.
Well, the thing about the Colts, though, if you think about it, knowing Carson Wentz's injury history, they had to know that he's made a paper mache. Like, if anybody in the NFL was going to get two sprained ankles on the same play, it would be him, right? So They didn't go in for Nick Foles when he was available. They didn't go in for Gardner Minshew when he was available after he lost the quarterback competition to Trevor Lawrence. Go figure, right? I feel like the Colts as an organization feel Jacob Eason is a guy who can like win games for them right now. Otherwise, they would have had to make a play. Like, that's a team that feel, they should feel like they're competing in the AFC. They would have made a move for a quarterback if they didn't think they had one on the roster that could get them through a couple games.
I got some betting against Henry putting up 220 yards on the ground, because if that happens, no one really can compete with that.
I mean, I'm spite betting, too, as much as I frown on it with other people. Derrick Henry, the wheels have to come off at some point. This can't continue, and it will be this calendar year. But I'm looking at it. You could take the Jets up to plus 20 and a half.
Oh,
a pro football team.
Shaq, you're walking down the walk I took last week, buddy. You're walking down that same walk.
Is Justin Fields going to lose by more than 17 and a half? You can get him going into Cleveland. And the, you know, for what it matters in the limited exposure we've had, they went and played the Rams halfway decently. The way that looked after the fact, oh, they got smoked. That wasn't as decisive a win for the Rams, given all the
it was a weird ceremony around after it. After the score, they went down. It was a 14-point swing right there.
And the stuff, it's Stafford's debut and it's prime time and everything. And they didn't really whip them. And I'll tell you another crazy one. Let's watch what goes on here the next couple of days with the Ravens. But the Lions at home, 17 and a half you can get. If you can tease it up, if you can find. And I'm going to tell it to you again. Jags plus 17 and a half at home.
Rookie, bad quarterbacks. Choose any on the road.
Look, I'm telling you, I thought I had that one in the bag last week. Who loses an NFL game by 21 points?
Right.
The Atlanta Falcons, that's who.
That teams are down by three usually in the fourth. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I had some baseball on the ledger here, but let's just pass it. I would say the Dodgers are plus 290 to win it all. Still a game behind the Giants. It's interesting. I know they picked one up yesterday. Cardinals on fire. You can get them at 30 to 1. They've won 12 in a row. That's all I'll say about baseball. You got a baseball talk, Shaq?
Well, we talked about it on -3, and we're thinking about it. I mean, obviously, it is huge if you win the NL West versus getting the wild card there, because Adam Wainwright and the Cards are awaiting you. Do you like Scherzer and the Dodgers in 9 innings against Adam Wainwright?
I mean, they've not lost with him. Right?
Right.
Aren't they undefeated? Yeah.
I think they would be okay. I still say take the Dodgers. If you have to make a bet, because it could also very well come down. The Giants and Dodgers don't play each other in these last 8-9 games that they have left here. So it may well come down to a one-game playoff for the West. Again,
right.
I'll take Scherzer in that one over whoever else.
That's a difference, though, right? If they're in a wild card, that screws up their rotation, the Dodgers, obviously, because then the Dodgers would play the Giants, right? The wild card winner plays the best team with the best record. So whoever advances in that game plays the Giants, and then their rotation is all out of whack. But it is interesting that they're still plus 290 to win it, and as of now, they're in that extra game. They play the Brewers. They end next weekend with the Brewers, who are way ahead of her. They're like 11 or 12 games ahead and can only get the second seed. So they may lay down for the Dodgers. Well, the Giants have these tough games against the Padres.
I think we all owe it to ourselves and against all of our, everybody has at least one sports fan friend from Boston. I think we all owe it to ourselves to root hard for the Yankees today. This is going to be too much.
I don't know. Too much Boston stuff already
this week. It's going to be all Brady versus Belichick. That's going to be the whole thing.
You don't have a ton of Yankee fan friends, though, right? I have a bunch. Babyface Joel Solomon's in there. I got the Parlay Kid, Brother Brian, Meatballs, and Spaghetti, right? We have a lot. I don't know. I guess it depends which podcast.
I guess you're right.
Don't want to get yelled at.
Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
I guess that's the bottom line. So,
by the way, yesterday, Spaghetti wouldn't sit in the same office as Babyface because Babyface said he was sick. And I knew he was bullshitting.
He's got the oily stools, right?
Yeah. Can you grab a mic? Can you jump on a...
Are you still fighting the oily stools?
Stop it. No, I said it's shtick. He's not sick. He's just stop it. Yeah, right? You could be in the same room. Of course he was faking it.
Can I ask a quick question here before we go? I already know what Sal's answer will be to this. I don't know what Martin's is. Let's get to know each other just a little bit further real quick at the end here. Eddie Spaghetti isn't with us today because, of course, he's seeing Pearl Jam, which he does roughly half the days on the calendar. This is going to be the 21st time he's gone to see Pearl Jam. All right, I went to see the Grateful Dead 4 or 5 times. That's probably the most I've seen a band. I've seen Modest Mouse probably that much. But what's 21 times Pearl Jam? Martin Weiss, what band? First of all, it's 21 times too many to see any band. And what is the most you've ever seen a band? Sal's answer is obviously Huey Lewis.
Well, we're friends with him now. So it's like, hey, come out. We'll go out to dinner after the gig. So sometimes by accident, I see him.
Oh, humble brag.
I know.
Yeah, I've never seen a musical act in concert more than once.
Wow. Ah.
So you're against 21 times for any band, let alone Pearl.
Look, if that's your thing, I understand it. Like, I used to work with a guy who it had in his contract with Bruce Springsteen was playing within 150 miles. He didn't have to be on the radio the next morning.
What? Who is this?
Mike Stone from Detroit. I don't know if he still has it in his contract, but back when he was really doing this thing, he had it in his contract. He did not have to be on the radio the next morning if he was playing within 150 miles because he was going to go to the show.
What kind of thing is that? And to put in a contract, that wasn't in a contract. That's just like,
well, either I just know he wasn't going the next morning. He was not expected to be on the radio the next day, which in that business is mind boggling to me. But I've heard this before, and in answering phones at a radio station, you get, oh yeah, I've seen the Grateful Dead at Pine Knob 47 times.
Pine Knob.
Yeah, but, you know.
It kind of, I'm not saying this about spaghetti, but it kind of spells out loser. I mean, you just really have nothing else going on.
I'll put it this way. As an independent observer,
yeah,
it seems like something that somebody twice Eddie's age would have been done. Like, if Eddie was 50 and was like, yeah, I've seen Pearl Jam 21 times.
Right.
Why are you doing that voice?
Who is that?
That's spaghetti. Is that how spaghetti sounds?
It's a white guy voice.
Yeah, white guy voice. Honestly, I think I was doing a Sheck impression of Eddie.
Oh boy!
But he'll get it for Halloween.
I just can't imagine why. Like, if it must be if you're Eddie Vedder. Like, how many times aren't you sick of play alive? Like, oh my god, we played it too much. I can't stomach it anymore. I can't hear that song, let alone sing it ever again. Ask Huey, like, yes, it's true. It's so happy to be luck with you. Take a drug.
Come on.
I need a new drug. I mean, isn't he sick of singing it already?
If I or anyone cared about Modest Mouse, I would ho-hum through a song. I don't care about them anymore.
Once they broke, you know, I check out. But I was in on the front end.
Meatballs, what's the band you've seen the most?
I've only been to one concert ever in my
life. Is that right? Yeah. Wow.
I'm not a concert guy.
He's Emilio Estevez in Breakfast Club. Yeah, Meatballs was focused on wrestling and sport. He didn't have time for rock and roll.
I've been to one with Brother Bri, and it was Blue October, who Brother Bri is a big fan of.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't even know that band. You know?
What the hell is that?
I wonder if there's anyone else in the country whose only concert was Blue October.
No, I think that's an it. Good. You've achieved.
I would stop there. I think just to be able to say that.
I've never heard. Had you heard of Blue October before you went
to
the show?
What's the music?
It's like alternative, I guess. But I only knew him from Brother Bri.
Here, one more question. Now that we're dipping in here, because I just compared you to Estevez in Breakfast Club. Have you ever wedgied somebody? You have.
Outside of my family.
He's got seven, I'm the oldest. 17 like, brothers.
Yeah, I got a lot of.
Yes,
younger.
Someone not blood relative in the locker room or somebody. Hey, it's a rite of passage on the wrestling team up here. Well, no, you're not from the South. Well, you're like a New Yorker. I don't know
some
how to
crazy
do your
voices.
Your Long Island voice. I don't know how to do that Long Island nonsense.
Don't try.
You wedgied somebody. See, you. All, it's funny. How many people have been wedgied and wedgied others? I've been wedgied, I think, by a camp counselor. Yeah, I was wedgied by a camp counselor. I have never wedgied.
When did we stop recording? How long ago? Oh, we're still going. Oh, okay.
Sal's wedgied people because he doesn't want to hear it.
I got to get out of here. If you wedgie in the Ciccoli family, you're going to probably get that underwear in your drawer next week because the laundry gets so screwed. So you have to take that into account.
Long Island people. See, now I'm not going to call it Frisco. I am going to call it Frisco, I should say. I also am going to make fun of Long Island people with the draw.
Draw. It's a my draw. Mother says draw.
It's a, and you my, just said it.
I said draw?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's gonna, like, oh yeah.
Them underpants is going to wind up in your draw.
You know what's funny? My mother spells it that way too. She's like, check your draw. I left something in your draw. D-R-A-W. It's like, wow, that's really committed. I'm committed to stopping this podcast. Right. ExtraPoints.com/arcade. We have three free to play games, the prop quiz, the NFL pick'em, and our first college pick 'em, yes, 20 games college, go through them. Lots of free prizes. You'll love it all. And just a reminder to everyone out there, you may feel like underdogs, but please remember, you're all my favorites.
Seem to recognize your face.